Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Can I tell you guys, so I was putting together these would you rather questions, because today's episode, a little sneak peek to everyone who's just starting the episode, it's not a sneak peek, is going to be would you rather, and I came up with maybe my favorite would you rather question that I've ever come up with. Would you like me to kick off this episode by posing it to you now?
Yeah, but then everything else is going to seem bad in comparison.
Aaron,
should we end
Aaron,
on
wait,
it?
Wait, 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 wait.
No, it's got to be, maybe we'll start and end with it.
Wait, I think I know what JP's going to do. He's going to be like, would you rather be a golfer who was in his prime and then hasn't been as good since, or would you rather be a news anchor? And it's going to be like Woods or Rather, like Tiger Woods or Dan Rather. Like, he's going to do something like that, and it's going to
say, just a peek behind the curtain at home, another peek behind the curtain.
I'm naked.
Adel is naked.
I was closed in front of this curtain, but I'm naked behind this one.
He's trying to get his psychic license. It's going bad, but he's really enthusiastic about it.
Well, you have to apply for it psychically, so it's so hard to get.
Yeah. I'm trying to be a psychic, and every time I try and guess what's going to happen, people are like, not everyone's as obsessed with pop culture as you are, Adel. Please stop.
And I don't think Tiger Woods is past his prime. They're trying to get him to play in that Saudi Arabia league, I think, that's just like trying to
what?
Beat the... Yeah, Saudi Arabia has like a golf league that's trying to like beat the PGA by just paying all of the like mid-tier like golfers like $10 billion and be like, come play for our league.
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's wild. Can I play? I'd love to. I'd love to be like really okay at golf so I could have a Saudi prince give me $10 billion.
But JPC, aren't all their courses just going to be sand traps?
He can say it,
folks. Keep in mind, Adel's still naked.
From the back. It's like those pajamas with the back flap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to have that. I would love to have trick clothes that were just clothes in the front and naked in the back. I would, every podcast recording, I would just wear those. I'd be naked in the back.
Isn't that a meme where it's like somebody standing in a suit and then there's a mirror behind them and it shows like their bare ass and body? Isn't that a meme?
Wow. Is it? I don't know.
Casey would know.
Casey, put it in the chat if it's a meme. Thumbs up or thumbs down if it's a meme.
JPC, in case I get you for Christmas this year, I wrote down gift idea for JPC, trick clothes on the back of my planner. On the cardboard back
in
of my planner.
In case you get him, we have a set routine for a
I
year.
Know, but I don't know if I don't know who I had last year.
A 50-50 chance that you get me, though.
I think I have you.
Okay, JPC, what was the sneak peek preview?
Okay, this is my favorite would you rather question that I've ever written in my life.
Okay.
Would you rather shut the fuck up or shut the hell up?
I'd rather say shut the fuck up.
No.
I'd rather be told shut the hell up.
You'd rather
That's
be told shut the hell
question.
Up?
Yeah.
The question isn't even would you rather be told that. It's would you rather shut the fuck up or would you rather shut the hell up?
Shut the hell up is going to be said by someone like 65 and older. Shut the fuck up is going to be told to me by like a 19-year-old.
But again, it is not which would you rather be told. It's which would you rather do.
Hell.
So
hell
for
up.
Me, yeah. I would rather shut the fuck up because that implies like boop. It's over. Like, I gotta stop talking now. Yeah. I'd rather just shut the fuck up.
I'm going to go with shut the hell up.
Wow.
Because it reminds me of Bart Simpson.
An untrained eye would not be able to tell the difference between these two things. But in terms of, like, I know that you're not saying what you would rather people not say to you.
Yeah.
But
it's very hard. It's very confusing.
But in the reaction of it, when someone tells me to shut the fuck up, it's usually because I'm, like, teasing them and there's something mischievous afoot. Shut the hell up is like, I've said something bad, and I probably, first of all, want to continue to say that bad thing pretty badly if I'm already at that point. Mm-hmm. But I also feels like a much more serious situation. If I have to shut the hell up, I've said something bad. If I have to shut the fuck up, I'm being a little naughty boy.
Okay, interesting. Aaron did a little dance when she said she was being a little naughty boy.
See, shut the fuck up seems way more, I don't know why, in my brain it's way more aggressive.
Like, seems severe.
Fuck up.
Yeah.
Whereas like shut the hell up sounds way more, I don't know, playful or not
friends.
As severe. We have much different friends.
I think I'm closer to Adel's camp than Aaron's camp. I think shut the fuck up sounds a little more severe than shut the hell up to me.
And don't forget, when we do leave this camp, we should abide by camp rules, which is leave it better than you
feed
found
the
it.
Bears.
No, what? Aaron.
I'm sorry.
I'm certainly leaving
shut
the camp
up,
with
Aaron.
More. Oh no, that's brutal for her.
Oh, shut the hell up, Aaron.
She doesn't like that one. Okay, so that's your warm up. That's the best one that I've ever written. And so here's some of the B tier ones. And we did have some submissions as well. So we will get to some listener submitted would you rather questions. Here's your first one. Would you rather have incredibly sweaty hands or an incredibly sweaty ass and thighs?
Mm.
Okay, well, that is sort of my current situation.
For listeners, Erin is sliding out of her chair.
I have incredibly sweaty hands naturally. They're very, very soft, but as soon as someone touches them, like you just said sweaty hands. I don't know if you can see.
No, I can see your hands.
Absolutely not.
I have sweaty hands.
Okay.
Just from you talking about sweaty hands. So I think I'd like to try something new and have a sweaty ass and thighs.
Sweaty hands, what are they feeding?
I can't really hold hands with loved ones because I get too nervous.
You keep
very
falling.
Sad.
Go ahead, Adel.
I would say ass and thighs because I would rather have that. Because if you have sweaty hands, at some point during the day, I'd be touching my ass and thighs and I'd get them wet anyway. So I might as well contain the issue.
Wait, what's the point of the day when you're touching your ass and thighs?
What's the point of what?
What's the point in the day where you're just touching your ass and thighs?
You never touch your ass or thighs in a 24-hour period? Are you joking me?
Check.
Shut the hell up.
I mean, I would touch my ass and thighs if I'm like,
here's what I'm going to do. Tomorrow, JBC, tomorrow I'm coming over to your house and we're going to dip your palms in lemon juice.
I hate this.
I'll come back the next day with a UV light and we're going
to
see.
No, let's not come to my house with one of those.
Because I promise you, throughout the day, I promise you, you touch almost every part of your body.
Next question, sir. I think here I'm also going to go with the ass and thighs. Here's the thing. Incredibly sweaty hands, I feel like that is just more of a, like, you're using your hands way more than you're using your ass and thighs.
But oh, yeah.
I do not like the feeling of having a sweaty ass. It is not a fun feeling for me.
But if you have a sweaty ass and thighs, you can sit down and no one notices. If you have sweaty hands, when you hand a waiter a credit card or cash, or you shake hands with someone or you hug someone, it's going to be all over them. So that is socially toxic.
I just had a sense memory. Do you remember like desks in high school
with
the chairs? If you wore shirts, but you know like the feeling of sitting at one of those
desks.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you wore shorts to school, like in June, and then your butt and your thighs got sweaty, and then you'd stick, and then when you got up, people could
see the ass sweat. Yeah,
that was horrible.
That's bad.
That was really, really bad. Although then when you're like doing like things where you have to hold like people's hands or whatever in school, then you have sweaty hands. I'm trying to unpack some trauma here.
Nobody wins in this one, and that's fine. And we can just move on because it's a bad situation either way. Let's change gears and have like a happy situation. Here we go. Okay. So
but
would
if you're,
you rather,
if you're playing sports or something with sweaty hands, come on, get out of here.
Yeah,
take
but
a
if
seat.
You're playing if you're playing sports, you're gonna be sweaty all over anyway, right? Like you're working up a sweat.
Yeah. But I thought we were specifically talking about hands or butt.
But it's not the only thing that sweats. That doesn't get to be the only
teacher.
It's just
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.